Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Drunken Whalers, a podcast where we get drunk and talk about Dishonored. I'm Sarah, and I am joined, as always, by Claire.
Hi, everyone. I'm halfway through the cider I started drinking last episode.
Yep, it's been 2 weeks, and we're still drinking the same ciders. No, we're still doing Brunchcast. It's the same day.
Yes, Brunchcast. Yes, it's the same day. We are on top of it.
We're being responsible people and trying not to release hour and a half long episodes.
It would be so much longer, let's be real.
I mean, yeah, God, it's fine.
So yeah,
So where we last left off, we had just snuck into the Golden Cat.
Yeah, to be fair, I had not even gotten into the Golden Cat yet when we just left off. I was just talking about its garden.
Okay, well, do you want to get into the Golden Cat then?
Yes, I just walked in through the front door.
Yeah, I think, even though I had the hotel route, as mentioned last week, that Slackjaw, gave you the hotel key to get in, to the Golden Cat, I just, like, went in through the front way, because, I don't know, I was just doing whatever I wanted, and I possessed, I guess all of Dunwall is basically on the coast, because it's an island, but you can, like, or Gristle's an island. But there's, like, this, like, river or something that you can get into, and you can possess a hagfish.
That's what you were talking about when you told me you were trying to possess a hagfish.
Yeah, I'd never done it before, because you get an achievement for doing it. You can possess a hagfish and then, like, go in through this, like, weird little sewer grate. Because, all the levels usually have, like, a lot of the levels have, like, you can possess rats. So there's, like, little rat holes that are, like, basically broken grates that you can, like, go through and get weird places if you possess rats. I possessed a hagfish and, like, went into basically, like, the washroom where there are, like, these two, like, courtesans, like,
oh yeah,
just, like, chatting.
Yeah, they're, like, doing their makeup and chatting in front of a mirror.
Yeah, and I scared the shit out of them. I'm so sorry.
So, yeah, I just walked in through the front door, which means I got to see, like, this nice as shit place. Like, the walls were, like, red with really nice patterns, and there's good booze everywhere. Like, there's a shit ton of nice fruit, and, like, there's so many desserts. It's lovely. There's also, like, a bunch of, like, nice velvet couches and, like, a ton of art on the walls. Lots of white marble balconies. So pretentious as shit.
Yeah, it is a nice-ass place.
It's super nice. That's why all the rich people go there. So, yeah, I just went in. There's, like, a circular little lobby. Pretty much I just stole all of the money out of the register and then went upstairs, which was really nice circular staircase.
The most, like, painstaking thing you can do in this game is, like, rob a cash register, because it's really hard to, like, pick up each coin individually without closing the cash register.
It's so true. It's, like, never worth the, like, 6 coins I get.
I know, but I always feel like I have to do it.
I do, too. So yeah, if you go to the second floor, you can hear, like, the madam of the house talking to a guard about how Morgan Pendleton is in the steam room. The bodyguard will ask if it's safe, because some of the girls were talking. And the madam will say, well, that rarely happens. Sometimes the steam builds in the pipes. Well, it nearly never happens, which basically means, like, cool. You could just go mess around with the pipes and kill him.
Yeah, I was definitely not aware of this, because I just broke into the madam's, like, office where you can find, like, a note that says kind of where everyone is, like, where Morgan and Custis are.
I also did this.
And so I did not overhear this conversation about how you can just murder people with steam.
I did follow the madam to her office, knocked her out, stole her keys, and then read the ledger that says Morgan is in the steam room, Custis is in the gold room, and that the art dealer Bunting is in, the silver room. It's very convenient. It also says what floors they're on and the girls they're with.
Yeah, it's like, hey, thanks for, like, writing all this nice stuff for any assassin who happens to wander in and be trying to kill any of your clients.
Yeah.
Like, hey, madam, have you updated your privacy policy recently?
This is such a hard place to sneak around. This is probably the most painstaking mission to sneak around.
If you just kill everybody, then it's fine.
Yeah, it's, like, so inconvenient because there's, like, a lot of balconies, which means guards who are on levels above you can look down and see you. There's, like, a lot of lattice work that you can hang on, but, like, again, balconies, so they can look down and see you.
I guess it makes sense that they don't want people able to sneak around and kill people.
I guess. So, yeah, I hung out, like, on a lot of lights, and, like, shot, like, crossbow bolt into the ground to get one guard's attention so he would, like, walk my way and I could knock him out. It was really painstaking. You can also go to the madam's quarters, which are on the third floor. They're pretty nice. She has, like, a bone charm hanging up as, like, art, which is, like, a really funny thing that people will do with, like, bone charms and runes.
I know. You can just, like, jump up and grab it. Well, because in, like, during High Overseer Campbell, there was, like, a rune, like, on the wall. Not as, like, art, but as, like, tacked up there to be, like, hey, like, this is an example of, like, temptation that we have to resist, and you can just, like, grab it.
And I did.
It's like, hey, guys, nail your shit down better. And also stop putting bone on your walls.
Oh, you can also find the play The Daughter of Tivia, which, if you remember, Prince of Tivia. Yes! So it's another, like, stage play, like, bodice ripper. But this time it's two women who start making out, and then a gardener finds them. And he's like, oh, man, I'm so sorry. And they're like, you're cute, come here. And then they all just have a threesome.
That's so funny. I've never found that before.
I had also never found this before, but so I guess the blank of Tivia is just, like, a long-running series.
Yeah, apparently it's just a lot of, like, fucky plays about people from Tivia.
Yeah, it's so funny. But yeah, so I knocked everyone out in the main rooms. Morgan and Kestis do not notice, so.
Yeah, they're just, like, very busy, I guess.
Yeah, it's so annoying. I, like, looked through the keyhole at Kestis, which the irony does not escape me.
Mm-hmm.
He's not even having sex. He's just talking to this courtesan about how he can't go fight Trevor, his brother, because he's too valuable, but he totally could kill him if he wanted to.
Yeah, it's like, hey, Custis, maybe chill. Also, because, so I didn't knock out all of the guards, because I was just waiting for when I could kill them, basically. But if you, like, outside, if you, like, hang out outside the room where Custis is, the guard who's, like, guarding the door will, like, stand, will, like, look through the keyhole at them.
That's so funny.
Which I thought was a super funny detail. And also since he's just, like, kneeling down looking through the keyhole, it makes him very easy to just, like, knock out or kill.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's, like, it's great.
Yeah. So, yeah, Custis, after telling this courtesan a bunch of shit, just, like, walks out of the room backwards, staring at her. Which is by far the weirdest thing. Oh, no, I totally forgot to mention that earlier, before I'm reminded of this, the madam was telling one of the guards that Morgan has very peculiar tastes, but Custis will just, like, walk into one of the rooms and talk to a girl and be content.
Aww. Aww, buddy.
Oh, I know. It's, like, it's really funny.
Sometimes you just want to talk.
Yeah, it's so funny. So yeah, I knocked him out just because I could. Like, I didn't need to.
Because if you're gonna just do the thing with Slapjaw, you can just ignore them.
Yeah, like, I could have just ignored them. I just went and saw what they were doing so I could see what they were doing for this podcast.
Yeah, and I killed Custis and scared the shit out of the lady he was with.
Poor girl.
Because she, like, goes and huddles in a corner, and I did not kill her because I'm not an asshole. I just knocked her out.
I always feel really bad for, like, the civilians. We're like, please don't hurt me. And I'm like, I'm not here for you. I'm here for you and helping you out.
I'm a man of the people.
Exactly. I am not a class traitor. Yeah. So then I went down to the steam room, which I will be very honest. It's so fucking nice in that steam room. I would kill for a spa like this. It's like full of nice fountains and, like, hot tubs. It's like, fuck, I so want to be in that steam room.
All you have to do is be an evil capitalist who, like, makes bad political decisions, and you too can have a nice steam room.
There's gotta be an easier way to get a hot tub than that.
Like, okay, yeah, maybe.
But yeah. There are two guards here in this. So, like, there's the main spa, and, like, Morgan is in an actual small room with getting steamed, I guess. So there's two guards guarding him, and they're talking about how he'll be in there all night, and then if the Pendletons didn't spend all their money on booze, the guards would get paid more. Yeah. They also talk, like, a little bit about how the mines, the Pendletons own silver mines, and the silver is drying up, so.
That's rough.
Bad news.
Bad news, guys.
So yeah, I knocked both of them out.
It's interesting that they own silver mines, because, like, that's, like, the big thing in Karnakar, right? Is there silver mines?
Oh, yeah. Maybe they own silver mines in Karnakar.
Oh, maybe.
I have zero idea, but you're right. Mining is a really big thing.
I guess.
I don't know. I guess we'll see when we get there. Maybe they're not mining silver. Maybe they're mining something else.
I think it was... I don't know. I don't fucking remember.
I don't remember. So if you spy on Morgan, either using your void vision or just looking through the keyhole again, he's getting a hand massage from Recordison.
Aww.
Who is telling him about politics. I thought originally that he was mansplaining politics to her, but in fact, she is telling him about politics, which is a power move.
I feel like Morgan is the slightly less shitty brother.
Yeah, actually, one of the heart things when you turn the heart at Custis, not Morgan, at Custis, says, like, something about him being extraordinarily smart and extraordinarily cruel. So I would guess that Morgan is slightly less cruel than him.
Yeah, presumably. Maybe he's, like, the slightly younger brother.
But yeah, the courtesan who is massaging Morgan's hand used to be a clerk at, like, some lord's house. Morgan asked what happened to the lord, and the clerk says that the sewer flooded, backed up into his house, and the rats came, and people barricaded him in.
Oh my god.
Dark as shit.
God, Dunwall is fucking wild. You could just barricade people in with rats, and they'll die.
Yeah. And then, so then after this, I saved, and I went to the control room to test out the thing that Madam was talking about, because Sarah didn't do it. So I was like, I have to know for the people.
So yeah, can you explain to me, like, the physics of how this works? Like, does it just overheat or what?
I have no idea. This, I will tell you what I did, which is I attached a crank wheel to a valve, I turned the crank wheel, and if you can watch, like, first of all, in the steam control room, there is a window to the steam room. So you can just spy on them. But, like, yeah, it's like you turn it on and suddenly there's, like, an excess of steam. So I don't know, maybe it was so scalding hot that they died, or, like,
I guess I'm not zero. I feel like that wouldn't kill you immediately. I guess I don't know that much about steam physics.
I have no idea either. I also think it wouldn't kill you very immediately, and I will be clear that Morgan and the courtesan died very quickly. They, like, lasted 4 seconds.
Rip. Oh yeah. So sorry to the courtesan.
I felt so bad. She had a whole life.
It's fine. You reloaded it, so it didn't happen.
I reloaded, so it didn't happen. But yeah, I have no idea how the physics work on that.
Yeah.
But
for my part, I just fucking walked in, shot him, and then knocked out the courtesan after getting into a firefight with 5 guards outside of his room, which I know because you get an achievement for surviving a fight with 5 people and killing everybody.
Amazing. But yeah, no. Like, if you do the steam thing, they panic, bang on the door, and then just die, which, like, I don't know why they didn't unlock the door and just leave, but, like, the key is, like, you can use your void vision. The key is literally hanging outside, like, on a hook in the door.
I guess they're just idiots. Maybe it was they couldn't see the key because there was so much steam. I don't know.
I have no idea. Either way, they died.
Alas.
Yeah. So, that... sticks.
I wonder what happens if you kill one of the brothers and then go do the thing for Slackjaw. I wonder if he'll just take one of them.
Maybe. I'm sure he would be content with just one.
Like, yeah, sure, why not?
Yeah. And now that we've talked about the Pendleton brothers,
it's time for Bunting.
That's the art dealer time. Oh man, I'm so excited. So if you go to the silver room, it is a windowless circular room. Bunting is strapped into an electric chair and blindfolded.
Yep. And so you, like, walk in and he's, like, basically, like, saying that your tread is heavier than he's used to from, like, whatever lady is supposed to be there.
It's Betty.
Which is, like, super rude.
Yeah, he's being really rude to Dear Betty, and it's Betty because it says in the ledger that the madam has, like, witch girls they're all with. It's Betty. So
Betty has a fucking easy job.
Yeah, Betty does. Like, Betty must have a great time doing this because essentially he tells you, Betty, you Corvo Betty, to shock him only on his command. His safe word is retribution. Like, oh no, I just messed that up.
It's retribution.
Thank you. And basically all Betty has to do is shock him and he gets off on it.
Yeah, with this, like, first of all, this is definitely what Pyrrha was talking about when he said he built some stuff for the Golden Cat. Oh, yeah.
For sure. Undoubtedly.
For sure. Second of all, can I just say, like, I feel like this is, like, if you're, like, into electricity, I feel like this is not, like, the normal way to be into electricity. Like, an electric chair seems like overkill.
I would agree.
Like, I feel like that's not, like, how most people would be into it.
No, I think you're right.
that's my hot take about this.
So yeah, I shocked him, and pretty much he's like, ooh, I deserved that. and then he tells you a couple of reasons why he deserved that, namely that he cheated and robbed the Pendletons, which, good job,
man. Okay, honestly, that's a good thing, actually.
Yeah. So then I shocked him again. He says, ooh, you're ruthless. and then I shocked him one more time, and then he's like, retribution, and that's enough. Calls for his servants, which I did not do. I shocked him again.
He's like, hey, you can't do that.
I shocked him one more time. And then he gets with the picture and realizes that you are not Betty.
This fucking idiot.
He's like, what do you want? And you're like, give me your safe combo.
He's which like, he okay, does. Here you go.
Take whatever you want. I think I felt my heart skip on that last one.
And then if you so choose, you can continue to shock him even after he's giving you the safe code. Which how? Basically he like at one point he's basically like, oh, like I won't survive another one. And if you do it again, he dies.
So he was right.
So, you know, some apparently and then it stops working because the thing runs out of whale oil. So it's good to know that Pyrrha built this to have just enough whale oil in it to kill someone.
Maybe it wouldn't have killed a younger man.
I guess not. This whole thing just seems very unsafe.
Like, oh yeah, undoubtedly.
Undoubtedly. Also, I'm trying to remember, because you played this more recently than I do. When he, like, tells you that his safe word is retribution, he doesn't use the word safe word, right? I'm very interested in video game world building around this subject, because fucking Dragon Age Inquisition has a canonical, like, word for safe word in their world building, which is bananas.
I don't remember, but I'm going to be honest with you, I'm about to go look it up.
Because it's like, it always just makes me laugh so much when it's like, we just, like, happen to know these weird details about this world.
I feel like he did say safe word. Let's see. Oh, come on. Give me the script.
This is important.
It is so important. I have to Google so many odd combinations of things to get to this point.
Yeah, you're getting put on some sort of watch list.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Also, this whole situation is just, like, again, like, the most, like, fucking weird, dishonored bullshit that they're just like, yeah, like, the way to get the safe code for Slackjaws, you, like, have to torture a man who's, like, tied up and, like, blindfolded and, like, is really into electricity play. It's like, okay. Thanks, game designers.
That's fun. It's a fun time.
Dishonored is good, actually.
I'm watching a video on YouTube. Gotta find this out for us.
Ah, poor, poor Easton, man. Which is what I wrote in my notes in very large letters, because I couldn't remember his name.
This is the thing we need to know. No, he says safe word.
All right. So, write that down in your world-building notebooks, everybody.
He just, like, he canonically says safe word. Canonically, Dunwall is kinky as shit.
I mean, that doesn't really surprise me. People have to have, like, some way to have fun in this, like, rat-filled hellhole they live in.
That's so true. Alright, now that you've snuck around and killed everyone, and or not killed everyone.
Not killed everyone. Oh yeah, I noted down that, so a lot of, if you kill people, a lot of the, like, main dudes that you kill have, like, special stabby animations, if you, like, kill them with a knife. The one for Custis was horrifying. I think I, like, stabbed him through the side of his head. I hated it.
That's awful. I think if you go to their wiki page, it will tell you about his special death animation, and then also mentions that it's shared with someone in, like, Dishonored 2, I think.
Let me see if I can look it up.
I'll look up Morgan. You can look up Custis.
Let's see.
Trivia, here we
trivia,
go.
Trivia.
If you murder Morgan, Corvo will grab Morgan by the throat. Morgan will plead for his life, and Corvo will slice his throat and drop him to the ground. This animation is shared with Arnold Timsch in The Knife of Dunwall.
Oh, I remember that guy.
I don't.
Yeah, and so for Custis, Custis will lunge at Corvo, scratching with his hands, while Corvo holds him by his throat. Corvo will then stab Custis in the side of the neck and drop him on the ground, and it's shared with William Trimble in Brigmore Witches.
Great.
So I guess they just reused a bunch of the animations in the DLC, is what I'm getting from that.
Yeah, I guess so. That's fucked up. I hate them, though. They deserved it, but...
Yeah, I hate them, but it's, like, the, like, special stabbing animations are super gross and, like, very violent, and I don't super like them.
No, they are really grody.
But now that we've done all these murders, it's time to go save the small child.
Oh, yeah, your small child. Baby. So, yeah. Emily is on the top floor, and if you use your void vision, there's, like, a very small form huddled on the ground, so you can open the door, which is not locked.
Oh, yeah, they, like, yeah, and there's, like, it's, like, basically up in the dorms, basically, because, like, the rooms on either side of her, like, there's just, like, ladies, like, living there.
Yeah, there's, like, it's, like, a dormitory.
You can, like, go and steal their stuff.
I did. Sorry, guys. I feel bad about it. You didn't deserve it.
Yeah, I, like, knocked them out. Sorry, I need your, like, food that you have on the table.
I know, I need your, apricot tartlet.
People in Dunwall fucking love apricot tartlets.
I think I would, too. They look so good.
They do look really good. Most of the food looks kind of gross, but yeah, the tarts look good. So
yeah, you can go see Emily. You open the door, she stands up, says, "Who are you? Why are you wearing that mask?" And you're like, "Oh, yes, right. My murder mask."
My murder mask that it was designed to frighten young children.
And you take it off, and she's like, "Corvo!"
She's like, "You were wearing that mask to sneak around, weren't you?"
I know. She runs at Corvo, and he picks her up and hugs her. It's, like, so sweet.
I know. It's so cute. It's, like, kind of sad if you've just been murdering a bunch of people, but it's sweet.
Well, since I haven't murdered a bunch of people, it's sweet.
And then she, like, tells you about how she almost escaped, like, twice. And, like, I think earlier you could have found a note from the madam who is basically, like, talking about how they need to seal off this entrance because Emily almost got out through it and, like, is complaining about having to keep her because she's, like, really hard to handle.
Yeah, well, and that's what happens when you're, like, 11 and your mom dies and you get kidnapped and the guy who's basically your father figure is supposed to have been the one who murdered her and you think he's also dead.
Yeah, but hey, she wrote that note and put it in a bottle where she said that she knew that he wasn't dead. So, good job, Emily. Have faith.
And she was right. She also, after you put your mask back on, she says, "They told me you were dead, head chopped off in prison, like mother." Which is so depressing.
That's so sad.
And then she says, "That seems like so long ago," which is more depressing.
Yeah, well, I guess it's been, yeah, it's been like 6 months and change.
Yeah, it's been... like, what, 6 months, 2 weeks, probably?
Yeah.
Since we don't know how long it's been.
Emily's life sucks. It's a mystery. We've had a lot of discussions about the timeline of this game and whether or not it makes sense.
Yeah, like, does it?
I don't know, man.
The game wants you to believe it takes place in a week, but it can't.
Yeah, because it keeps being like, oh, you, like, wake up the day after your next mission, and, like, it's time to go on another mission, and there's, like, not that many missions, really, so,
yeah.
Who knows? Whatever.
But, like, my evidence for it being longer, because, uh-huh, like, I would have to assume that it's, like, when you go to sleep and then you wake up, there's just been, like, several days in between that they skipped because it's, like, well, you're basically just chilling around and drinking in this pub. We don't need to show that.
Yeah, I think that's valid.
Yeah. Well, because, so, when you go to Slackjaws, after poisoning his whiskey still, he talks about a bunch of people who have been turned into weepers, which, if it's the day after, that is a very quick process.
I guess if you put rat guts in somebody's elixir, maybe that, like, has a very quick incubation time for the plague, but no, it's probably been, like, a couple days.
Yeah, just, like, I don't think, like, logistically, world-building-wise in this game, it makes sense if the plague turns, like, kills you that quickly.
Yeah, that's true, because otherwise they wouldn't have time for, like, all the sad shit where people slowly get the plague.
Yeah, like they just wouldn't have time for it. So that's my theory. It's strong.
I support it.
Thank you. So yeah, Emily is sad as shit. She says she will meet you by the VIP exit, which is so nice because you do not have to escort her there.
Yeah, she just goes there by herself. Well, also because, like, I actually found her before I did all the murders, so basically it, like, allows you to get her whenever you want, and then you can just go do the rest of the mission.
Yeah.
Yeah, in another game you might have to carry her around. You don't.
So yeah, basically if you do it in the wrong order, you're safe.
Yeah.
I want to mention her outfit is still so white and pristine. She's been hiding out in a brothel for 6 months, and her outfit is impeccable.
Maybe they just, like, maybe the brothel, like, made her a new set of clothes or something.
Maybe they just wash her clothes.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, do they have bleach? I guess they must have bleach.
What is the laundry like in Dunwall?
I mean, I think there's surely places where you can, like, see laundry being hung up, right? Maybe I'm just imagining this.
I don't know if you can.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I have no idea. I'm curious now.
Tell me the laundry world-building deets. This is important.
Yeah. I mean...
Yeah, I mean, you'd think that, hey, Sokolov, what if instead of inventing murder machines, you invented a washing machine? That would be great. Exactly. All your clothes would smell like whale oil.
Ew! That's gross. So I found Emily at the end of the mission, so I just, like, followed her to the VIP exit. And so if you go through the VIP exit, it leads you to a nasty alleyway, which, like, it does not seem like VIPs would go through.
There's rats and corpses everywhere. It's like, hey, I feel like if I was, like, famous, or, like, I don't know what makes you a VIP at the Golden Cat, because they seem to mostly serve nobles.
You mean, like, Justin Bieber?
But, like, if Justin Bieber was visiting the Golden Cat in Dishonored.
So, here's my theory on this. In Bunting's apartment, you can find a note written by the Madam of the Golden Cat saying that they're reopening, and everything's been clean after the touch of the plague. So my theory on this would be that they had a plague problem and just tossed all of the plague bodies and corpses through the VIP entrance and closed it.
That would make sense, and is also gross as hell.
It's still a gross...
I feel like the fact that it's gross means it's very supported.
Yeah. So, like, yeah, that would be my theory.
I can buy that.
And also, Granny Rags is just chilling in this alleyway.
Yeah, she's just, like, puttering around, like, walking back and forth.
Talking
and
about...
Just, like, you can just, like, hang out and talk to her, and she'll just, like, say a bunch of vague, ominous things.
If you try to kill her or choke her out, she turns into a swarm of rats, which do try to eat you.
Which I guess is fair, since you did try to, like, knock her out or choke her.
Yeah,
also,
that's,
if you try to use the heart on her, she can, like, see it, which is weird.
I don't like that. I think that's just, like, more evidence.
Because, like, I guess she says, like, normally people can't see it when you use it, but, like, she can, because, like, she's probably because she has the mark of the outsider.
Yeah. I really do want so much more world building about people. Like, the 7 or so people who have the mark.
I know. Like, what's the deets about the random people we don't know about?
I know.
Also, I would love a game about, like, Vera More. That would be cool as hell.
Oh, God. It would be really good.
Of all the prequel games that I would love.
I want one on Dad. You know I do.
Yeah. Or just, like, a book. A prequel book about them would be cool, too.
That's true. I mean, there is a Dishonored book. Like, what do we think's in there? I have zero idea.
There's, like, a couple books, right? Because, like, one of my friends read, I think, the book about the knife.
Oh.
And, like, told me some stuff about it. And then, I don't know if that's the... Because there's, like, a book about Dowd, right?
I don't know. I should, but I don't.
I will Google Dishonored novels. Then we can give accurate info on our podcast for once.
All right, while you do this, I'm going to talk about this diary I found in Granny Rags' like, alleyway home, which is the diary of a heretic before he was seized. He talks about how he and his mom were always traveling and on the run, and she was visited in her dreams by the outsider, and they would, like, seek out shrines, and she grew to have, like, witchy powers. And basically his son is like,
I'm gonna do the same. Mm-hmm. We're gonna be together. I'm gonna do the same. You know, that's cute. That's what a great mother-son relationship. and then I went to the art dealer's house. Actually, do you want to talk? I know this is your favorite, so I'm gonna let you talk about this.
Okay. So I did this even though I actually just murdered the Pendleton. So basically what Slackjaw asked you to do was get him the safe code to the art dealer's house, and give it to him, and then he would deal the Pendletons for you. So the first time I played this, I was very curious what would happen if you just went to the art dealer's house and opened the safe yourself. Because he gives you the code, so you can just use it and go back to the art dealer's house, open the safe, and there's, like, a bunch of stuff in there. Because there's, like, a rune, is there a rune in there? I think there is. I might be thinking of Galvani's place.
There's a rune, there's paintings.
Yeah, and there's, like, an invitation to a Lady Boyle party, which, wonder what that's for. And, like, some money and stuff. And so you can just go steal it all. And then you can go back and talk to Slackjaw. And give him the safe code, and he has no idea that you just robbed the safe and then gave him the code, so he just, like, accepts it. And it's very good, and you get an achievement for doing that called Art of the Steal, and it makes me so happy that the game, like, allows you to just, like, do that and recognizes that you did it. It's so cool.
There's a lot of really, really good trophy names in Dishonored.
It's so good.
I was looking through them yesterday. Some of the really, the best trophies. In the previous chapter, when you get rid of High Overseer Campbell, you get a trophy called Excommunication. The one you get for saving Emily is Childcare. So, like, yeah, there's some really, really solid ones. Yeah. Oh, and also the painting in the safe, the art dealer safe, is a Sokolov painting. Of the three Pendletons labeled Custis, Morgan, and the postulate child. So he doesn't even mention Trevor's name.
That's so fucking mean. Holy shit, I love that.
Yeah, and, like, in the painting, like, Trevor's standing, like, behind the other two to, like, the side.
God. So funny. Oh, Trevor. Sorry about your life, but you're still stuck.
Yeah. So I left the art dealer's house through the back door. Which I got the key for by saving, like, a previous servant of the house from two guards who were harassing her.
Oh, that's nice.
I didn't do this on purpose. I fell.
Well, okay.
And, like, fell near them. So I was like, ah.
I guess I'll just do this.
Yeah. So, and then she gave it to me, which is super nice. So, yeah. And then Slackjaw appreciates the combination that you've given him. And says, if you ever need steady work, come see me. Slackjaw knows a good man when he sees one. Thank you, I am a good man.
You are a good man. Hey, Slackjaw, please stop calling yourself Slackjaw.
Slackjaw can do what he wants.
Whatever. Also, sorry, Slackjaw, I already have a job. It's doing murders.
Maybe he thinks one day the murder will run out.
And so he like, tells you what he's going to do with the Pendletons, right?
Yes. He tells you that the Pendletons own silver mines where hundreds of workers are abused. Slackjaw is going to shave the Pendletons' heads, cut out their tongues, and put them to work in the mines. Which sucks, but they're filthy capitalists, so.
It's, like, so nice that he's willing to do all that work when all you did was, like, give him the safe to, like, one person, or the combination to one person's safe, which you have already robbed, and so it was therefore worthless to him.
Well, he doesn't know that. He thinks there's, like, $500 worth of things in there.
I feel like it takes, like, more than $500 worth of effort to, like, throw the Pendletons into their own silver mines, but I guess it's worth it just for the satisfaction.
I would agree, but I also don't know if it's dollars or, like, 500 gold coins. Like, I also don't know what, you know, like, the difference in gold versus dollars is off the top of my head.
I guess it's probably, like, somewhat different.
I would assume so. I don't know exchange rates.
We can figure it out. when I went back to Slackjaw, I just, like, gave him the safe combo anyway, because, like, I did all the stuff with Bunting, because, like, it's funny. I knew that we were going to have to talk about it, because, like, how could we not talk about this? He'll, like, take the safe combo, and he's like, well, thanks, but, like, obviously, like, you don't need it, because, like, I see that you already took care of the Pendletons.
Oh, that's nice. How does he know that?
I don't know. I don't know. I guess he has spies everywhere.
Yeah, I guess
and
so.
And I am very curious what happens if you, like, kill one of the Pendletons and then go back and give him the safe code. Like, I wonder, like, which way it'll fall. Like, if he'll just be like, okay, go deal with the other one yourself. Or if he'll just be like, okay, I'll take this one.
I feel like it'll probably be the, okay, I'll take this one route because I just think that makes sense. But if you would like, I will go, yeah. I will go play this so I can find out because I'm curious now.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm just, like, I'm curious because it's, like, I just wonder if that's, like, something the game would notice. Because, like, you'd think it would, but I don't know if they, like, would have programmed in something for it. So, yeah, I am also curious. We can report back later.
Yeah. Because, like, I feel like if the game allows you to steal from the art department, like, the art dealer, and then give that code to Slackjaw, it must recognize that you've only killed one of the Pendletons.
Yeah.
But I would suspect that pretty much the only thing that happens is he's like, well, I'll just take this one.
Like, okay, sure.
I know. I'll report back at the beginning of next episode. Yeah. So after you've done all of that, and you've had a really busy day, and it is daytime the entirety of this game. Last time it was night, this time it is day, because apparently these rich aristocrats have nothing better to do during the day than get fucked.
Apparently. Well, it's, like, it seems to me that they just, like, were hanging out at the Golden Cat, like, all the time, because I guess they were, like, making sure that Emily was still fucking there.
That's true. I don't know that both of them needed to be there, but
I mean, obviously they were just there for fun, but also
yeah. One of the servants, like, if you overhear, like, if you overhear her talking to, like, one of her friends, like, one of the courtesans will mention that she doesn't mind the Pendletons because they're rich and clean.
Yep, like, I guess they can afford to take baths, and it doesn't matter that they're fucking weirdos.
Yeah. I mean, I guess, like, it's all right if you have to deal with Custis. The only thing he wants to do is talk to you and then walk backwards out of a room while looking at you.
And all Morgan wants to do is get a hand massage, so hey.
Weird guys.
Could be much worse.
Yeah. So, yeah, after all of this, basically, you can make your way back to Samuel the boat, where Emily is waiting for you because you don't have to escort her. It's so good. She's such a good child.
You raised her well.
Fucking superb, you funky little lesbian. It is just, it's iconic.
Emily is super iconic. She only gets more iconic as the years go on.
It's true. I used the heart on her. Which is sad as shit.
Yeah, I wanted to do that at the end of my game, but I had already, like, gone past the point where you could see her. What does it say?
So the responses you get are, she sees more than she is telling, which is sad and makes sense.
Rough.
Poor Emily, her childhood has lost. She's become a pawn in the game of men. She was bribed with biscuits and sweet milk to keep her sane in a time of turmoil.
So sad. Oh, honey.
Yeah. She hides her fears. She seeks someone to trust. It's me. Trust me. And the last one is, she clings to her childhood things, but they bring her brief comfort. Which is so sad.
Jesus Christ. Well, alright. Well, shit. Emily's happy.
I guess you know what happens when your mom dies in front of you, and then you're kidnapped. And you're kept in a brothel, and your dad figure is also maybe dead.
Dunwall sucks.
It's so
but it's fine, you saved her, and she's only very traumatized.
Emily doesn't know Corvo is her dad, right?
No. Yes, because I remember, because I was talking to her in the very beginning of the game, and she's like, if you won't marry my mother, will you marry me? So she definitely does not know that you're her dad.
She super doesn't know. Okay. Wow. What?
Although, I mean, like, by the next game she knows, so.
Yeah, by the next game she does know, but that's also, like, 15 years later, so she's had some time.
She probably has some time to figure it the fuck out, because, like, it feels like it's the thing that's, like, in the first game they're kind of coy about it, but, like, and by the second game they're just like, yeah, Corvo's her dad. But also in the first, it just, like, feels like the biggest open secret in Dunwall that, like, Corvo and Jessamine were banging.
Yeah, everyone in the world knows.
Yeah, it's like, everyone's just like, yeah, duh.
Oh, one of the, so if you talk to Wallace enough times, unfortunately, like I did, he will tell you that Custis Pendleton made an improper remark towards the Empress at a state dinner, and Corvo threw him out.
Oh god, thinking about that makes me so happy.
What an icon.
Corvo just, like, picking him up and being like, bye.
pretty much. So yeah, Samuel says, you know, welcome back, you must have worked wonders, and then you go home.
Yeah, and, like, you have, or at least in my game, you have, like, a conversation on the boat where, like, Samuel is, like, asking, like, how it went, and, like, how your business went and stuff, and Emily is like, hey, like, what are you talking about? And Samuel's like, oh, nothing. Definitely not murder.
Actually, I believe exactly what he says is, grown-up business, girl. Your ladyship, forgive me.
Oh, and then, it is, then she's like, oh, I know all about grown-up business. I was at the Golden Cat.
And then he says something like, that's fine. I should focus on steering this boat, which is so funny.
Samuel's a good guy.
What a great guy.
He was trying not to mention murder in front of the 11-year-old.
Yeah, so then the boat docks, you lead her up to the pub. Corvo actually, like, takes her hand and, like, leads her up to the pub like she's a lady, which was, like, so sweet. Like, a really nice touch.
It's so sweet. She is a lady.
She is a lady. Calista curtsies, which is stupid as shit.
We had this discussion literally, like, 2 episodes ago. We can't do the curtsy discourse again.
Okay. We'll just leave it at that. It looks very odd if you curtsy and you don't have a skirt. I'll leave it there. But she pretty much says, hello, young lady Emily, I'm Calista. I'm going to be caring for you and teaching you. Would you like to see your room in the tower? Which, I don't know if we've described the tower, but basically if you go up to the 4th floor attic, there is a window that just has, like, a weird scaffold built to it that leads, like, over the walkway, over Piero's workshop, and into this weird lighthouse. Which, that's the only way in or out.
Yeah, it is very odd.
And that's where Emily and Calista stay. It's so weird.
Well, because isn't Piero wants to, like, make his, like, weird teleportation device, so isn't he, like, trying to use that to do that?
I have zero idea.
His, like, door to nowhere or whatever.
Oh, right. I don't know. Basically, what yeah, I know is I that know. It's weird as shit.
I don't know. It's, like, it's very architecturally weird as hell.
Like, I guess maybe it's for safety, because if you, like, remove the scaffolding, no one could get in, but...
Yeah.
I have no I idea. It's stupid.
This will certainly, again, never come up.
So, yeah, Emily goes with Calista to, you know, view the whole Hound's Pit pub. Havelock's like, I'm impressed! And you're like...
Okay, fuck you.
He says, you've changed the course of the city for forever. In one night, you've done more than more men will do in a lifetime. Which, I have already done more than most people do in a lifetime. I am literally the bodyguard to an empress.
Yeah. Hey, Havelock, if I've done so great, why don't you fucking pay me? Jesus.
Yeah, I'm not an intern.
Yeah, Corvo's a fucking unpaid intern, it sucks.
No wonder everything's shit.
Yeah, that's Dunwall's real problem.
Yeah. So yeah, then Havelock's like, Pendleton wants to speak to you, which I don't want to talk to him, so I did anyways, but...
Yeah, it's not a great conversation for anybody.
Pretty much he's like, the Loyalist Conspiracy thanks you. I don't know if I can. My brothers... And then he doesn't say anything besides, eh, we never believed you killed the Empress. We spent a lot of money to get you out of prison. Havelock wants to see you. Which is so pointless.
I know. It's like, I thought he would have said something different to you because you didn't kill them. But I guess he's just kind of bad about it either way.
I don't think he knows that.
Yeah, well, I think he figures it out later. Because maybe in the next mission he, like, mentions it or something. Because I remember something, unless I, like, made it up in my head.
No, I think he does mention something about that. You're right. If you run into Wallace, that bitch, says, it's a difficult time for the family. Perhaps we should not speak. Like, Wallace, this isn't your family!
Wallace, it's not your family. They all sucked. You also suck. And I was just doing my job.
I know. Like, fuck you, Wallace.
Like, let me live.
Yeah. So then you go back to Havelock and Teague, who are sitting in a booth, something that, like, Teague is still wearing his overseer clothes. I didn't mention that earlier, but he's still just wearing, like, his black outfit with, like, weird fancy gold sleeves, which, like, just wear, like, a waistcoat, bitch.
I know. I mean, it's like, there's no way they were gonna make, like, 2 models for him, but it is super funny also.
Sarah said yesterday that Teague feels like he would be a frat boy in another life.
to bring that up.
He totally would. Like, I could just see him doing, like, a keg stand or something. Like, he just seems like that very, like, lackadaisical kind of frat boy who's, like, kind of above it all. I don't know.
Yeah. I think you're so right. I think you're on point with this description.
I am so right.
But yeah, Havelock says, sorry you can't rest, but you have to head out immediately. And you're like, what? I'm tired.
Yeah, like, bitch, let me sleep and see my boyfriend, because there wasn't an outsider shrine in this mission also.
Oh yeah, there wasn't a shrine, so you didn't, like, the outsider only appears to talk to you at shrines, so you did not get to talk to him.
Yeah, and I was like, I forgot that there wasn't one here, because I missed a bunch of them in my first playthrough, so that I just assumed there was one here that I missed, and so I was, like, looking around and trying to find all the runes to think that, to make sure I hadn't missed it, and there wasn't one, and I was so mad, and then I looked it up, and I was still sad, because I want to talk to my boy.
I'm sorry. He'd be mean to you. Yeah, but basically, Havelock says that a note in Campbell's journal talks about the Lord Regent's mistress, who sat with a Sokolov, like, who sat to be painted by Sokolov.
Yeah, for, like, a portrait. Yeah. Because I guess all the cool people like to get Sokolov portraits done.
Yeah, he's fancy. Fancy as shit.
Yeah, they are.
So, yeah, so Sokolov, they're like, Sokolov can give us her name. He lives on Caldwell's Bridge, and you have to go right now while he's at his apartment. So that's, like, super annoying. Thanks. I wanted a nap.
Yeah, like, because Corvo just did a bunch of shit. Yeah. And time to go out again and not get to hang out with his daughter at all.
I know. What a... Come on. He hasn't seen her in 6 months.
Yeah, it super sucks.
So then you do not get to go to bed.
For this mission, right?
Yeah. You don't get to go to bed. You just have to go back to the boat.
I think you got the finished mission screen a little bit earlier. I killed 50 people, 47, like, guards, and 3 civilians.
I didn't kill anyone.
Yeah. Good job. Oh, God.
Wow. Amazing. I also got all of the Sokolov portraits.
A lot of people in the Golden Cat.
That makes sense. I think that makes sense. It just does.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
That's all of it. You get to have your daughter back. Congratulations.
You did it. You saved your daughter. Surely the game is almost over by now. It's been 3 missions.
I know. I really expected everything to go wrong. It didn't. It went right.
Everything went right. So, yeah, maybe this game is happier than we thought. No, it's not.
It's so not. All right. So, yeah, I'm not sure what the name of the next mission is. So
it's the Royal Physician, I think. But I was wrong about this one, too. So.
No, you're so right. It's the royal physician. Which, yeah. I guess, Sokolov is the royal physician.
Yeah, that's...
Besides being a painter, dude, and an inventor.
I just fucking hate him. God.
So yeah, we're gonna go kidnap him in the next episode.
Yeah, it'll be super exciting. Where can people find you on the internet, Claire?
People can find me... my Twitter is SurrealistTrees. And I do Let's Plays with my roommate at Bitches Get Glitches on YouTube. And I remembered our Twitter, which is Bitch and Glitch.
Hey.
So you can find me there. What about you?
I can be found on Twitter at Lucky Dice Kirby. And you can find... you just said the Twitter.
No, I said my
Twitter. Do you have our music off the top of your head? Because I think we forgot to do it last time. And also, I can't remember it.
No. It's Goosebeak Whale by Alps, and I will include a link to that in our description.
Yeah, I think that's correct.
Yes, it is, because I went and Googled it. And our Twitter is at Drunken Whalers.
I post memes there, it's great.
We should do a House of Pleasure meme when this one comes out. I'm gonna think of a good one.
What meme is there? The thing itself is basically a meme.
I don't know, I'm gonna find a meme though. Worry not.
All right, stay tuned for the hot, fresh memes. And that's it. Thanks for listening.